move on to number 25, Newton Hills Modern Cabin Completion with Jason. You on, Jason?
Yes, I'm here.
Great, the floor is yours.
All right, I'm Jason Ballman, District Park Supervisor at Newton Hills State Park. Thank you, Chairman Olson, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling for allowing me to speak today about the new modern cabin that we have here at Newton Hills. We're really excited. This first picture is just kind of the general overview of the new modern cabin and then the site that it sits on. It's a really nice looking building, and we're looking forward to using it. So it's kind of a new concept in the state park system. We have a modern cabin here. So it's larger than our camping cabin, which sleeps 4 to 5. And then it's smaller than our lodge, which is basically a full house, that sleeps 12. So we're kind of looking for something in the middle, and we feel this modern cabin will accomplish that. It has bathrooms, running water. That's our number one question for our camping cabins. People are really desire that, really wanting that. So we're going to give them this with that. We're hoping to attract a new park user, a user that wants more facilities in the camping cabin, but really don't need the lodge. And we feel this is somewhat similar to a hotel, perhaps, kind of the same price point, but really get a really good view and some recreation in the state park that goes with that. So this is the very first new modern cabin. We did take over some with concessionaires, but this is the first one built specifically for state parks. This kind of falls in line with our lodges that you can reserve a year in advance, and it is a two-night minimum stay, and it's $150 a night. Next slide, Chris. So a couple things that we were looking for, we wanted to place this cabin, is location. So at Newton Hills, we really wanted to capture the essence of the park. There's a lot of rolling hills, deep ravines. It's a really unique and beautiful park, so we want to have the cabin in a spot that kind of captures this, and we feel that we did that. You can kind of get a sense of the view at this cabin that we have here. The pictures really don't do it justice. It's beautiful. It really is. Next slide. So it does have two bedrooms, full ADA compliant. We have two queen beds. We have a bunk bed, and then we also have a futon as well. So you know, extra privacy with these bedrooms is going to be nice. Next slide. So it does have a full kitchen. For the most part, the kitchen is fully equipped with pretty much everything, all your basic needs. For the most part, all you have to do is bring food. It's a small cabin, so we really had a hard time finding a place for a table. We did custom build that buffet that's on your left-hand side. That actually is on wheels, and you can wheel that out and then has pull-up leaves for a 6-foot table so you can get everybody around it. So it should be pretty functional as well. Next slide. So it's going to be a very comfortable place to relax. Kind of a small seating area with a TV. We're going to be getting Wi-Fi into this facility. If any of you have been here at Newton Hills, there is almost no reception. Due to the hills, kind of dead spots. We're going to be getting Wi-Fi into this facility and as well as our lodge. Just something this day and age that, you know, is expected. It's going to be comfortable. We have an AC and heater units throughout the building. So it'll be a nice, comfortable place to catch up. Next. Number one request, a bathroom. I guess I'd probably be a millionaire if I heard, does the cabins have a bathroom in it every year? So this is very beneficial. So one thing I do want to point out in this picture, though, you see the pictures on the wall here. So throughout the entire cabin, all the wall art in the cabin was taken here at Newton Hills State Park and captured different views, different locations throughout the park. So then we're hoping to pique people's interest, and they want to see where these pictures were taken and really explore the park. So it's kind of a new concept here at Newton Hills, and we hope it goes over well. Next slide. So this cabin really is set up for outdoor living, even though you can't really see that with all the snow. But we got a nice patio furniture out there. We're going to get some more, a grill, You have a nice overhang over there with some recessed lights. You can see in the background, off to your left, is a picnic shelter for larger gatherings. And then to the right is a trailhead to get onto all the trail system here in Newton Hills. So it's a really, really good location for this cabin. Next. So we do believe it's going to be money well spent. So this cabin went live on the reservation system January 19th. And as of this morning, the numbers changed a little bit. We have 63 nights reserved on it. So basically, and that's 10 days. So it's, so far it's gone over really well. Our goal is to have 100 nights plus. Really, we really want 120 nights. We're over halfway there in just 10 days. So I feel that we're going to pretty easily get there. Total project cost was $150,000. And as noted earlier, it was built by Custom Touch in Madison. They really did deliver a beautiful building, very well constructed, and yeah, it really matched all our expectations. So through the design of this building, our goal really was to keep low construction through efficient construction, and then also use materials that's easy to clean and will hold up to the use of the building. So through our what we're going to be charging. $150 a night with our labor costs, cleaning, some minor repairs. At that 120 nights a year, this cabin will be paid off in 10 years. If you have to do any larger, floor replacements or anything like that, I can stretch it out a little bit. But our goal is a payoff in 10 years. Now, this picture that I have here is the post that I put on Facebook. And as of this morning, that post reached 72,000 people. It really took off. I mean, I never expected that. And it had over 800 likes. People are sharing it, 285 shares, which really builds the views and the buzz about this cabin. So, you know, through that, you can really tell that there is a demand for this cabin, and we do have high hopes for it. So with that, that's my presentation, and I'm open for any questions.
Thanks, Jason. Is there anybody have any questions for Jason? Looks great. What's the reservation outlook for those? Have you started to see people piling in yet?
Yeah, actually, it's reserved the next 3 weekends, starting this weekend, and then it's kind of scattered throughout the summer. So we anticipate as the summer gets here, we get a lot more people out into the park. We'll do some more promotion. And, right now it's 63 nights. I have no doubt that I'll fill into at least 120.
That's great.
Is there any plans to add any more if this one does the projections like you're saying?
I do believe there is some expansion. Al would probably be able to kind of know the plans better than me, but I believe Palisades State Park is planning to get several of these and some other parks throughout the Sioux Falls area.
Mr. Chair, Commissioner B, still, I know that we have one for sure planned in this upcoming capital development cycle. It's at the Pickerel Lake. But Jason's right, there are a couple, I believe, that are planned for Palisades when we get to the end of that project.
Any other questions? Thanks, Jason. Great presentation. Appreciate it.